It's taken 2 years, but murder charges are only now being filed against the owners of a Bangladesh clothing factory that collapsed in 2013. You might remember the name, Rana Plaza. More than 1,100 people died in what is now Bangladesh's worst industrial disaster. Our BBC colleague Akbar Hossein is in the capital, Dhaka, where the factory was located. Why did it take so long for Bangladesh police to file their murder charges, Akbar?
So they have interviewed more than 1,000 people. The investigators have investigated garment factory owners, talked to a government official. They have taken testimonies from injured factory workers. And because it was a very big incident, the people who were responsible for the disaster, those people are powerful as well.
Now, the owner of Rana Plaza, a man by the name of Sohel Rana, he attempted to flee Bangladesh in those days following the disaster, but then was arrested a week later at the border with India. Has he been under arrest the whole time since then?
Yes. He has been under custody for the last 2 years, but 42 people have been charged as well. So what police told me, only 16 people, they are in jail, and 25 people, they are fugitive, and they don't have any trace. But Sohel Rana, who was thought to be the main culprit, because he was the building owner, and he was the man who pushed factory owners that the building is safe.
What is the likelihood that any of these people will be found guilty? And if they are, then what happens?
There are two charges here. Number one is culpable homicide. And if the persons are found guilty, the law says they should be given death penalty or lifetime imprisonment. It's up to the court. And for negligence in building construction or the people who are actually responsible for looking after building safety, if they are found guilty, the maximum punishment is 2 years imprisonment.
You know, when the story of the Rana Plaza collapse first broke in 2013 with more than 1,000 people dying, international condemnation ensued, calls for better building and work inspections ensued. Have those happened, and have inspections continued to happen in any way that will hold owners accountable in Bangladesh?
Yes, we have seen few changes in Bangladesh's garment industry in last 2 years, because after the Rana Plaza disaster, the European big companies, retailers, American companies, along with International Labour Organization, they came forward to improve safety standards in Bangladesh's garment industry. And they invested a lot of money here as well. And in last 2 years, all the initiatives, the European, American and International Labour Organization, they have finished inspections or checking more than 3,500 garment factories in Bangladesh.
I mean, there are still a lot of companies that have not signed the Memorandum of Understanding for safer working conditions for those Bangladeshi workers. And now there's this new documentary out called The True Cost about fast fashion and getting some attention as documentaries go. But is there anything to suggest there in Bangladesh that this high Western demand for fast fashion, cheap fashion, it got actually put in check by the disaster at Rana Plaza?
Yes, it is. Many people think so, because Bangladesh is a country of 160 million people, and more than 6 million people is working in the garment industry, and most of them are female. They come from rural areas, very poor. So Western retailers, they are placing orders to Bangladesh's factories, because these factories, they can produce cheap clothes to European and American market. Mm. So many experts and labor rights, they are saying Bangladeshi garment factory owners are ignoring the rights of Bangladeshi poor people. Why? Because they have to supply clothes to European and American market in a cheap rate. That actually prompted many garment factory owners to locate their factories in an unsafe building, because if they want to ensure a safer working conditions, that will cost money. That's why many people say the Rana Plaza collapse happened just because of many Western retailers. They're demanding more cheap clothes from Bangladesh.
My BBC colleague speaking with me from Dhaka, Akbar Hossein. Thank you very much.
Thank you.